This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, first name Donita, D-O-N-E-T-H-A, the date of birth January 4, 1948, date of evaluation January 17, 2023, referring physician Dr. Susan Ferguson, the chief complaint, 75-year-old African-American female, complaint of swelling, complaint of swelling in the feet and ankle and chest pain, DHBI. The patient reports swelling of the lower extremity over the last year, period. Over the last 9 months, she has had persistent swelling, period. She has history of asthma, period. She states that more recently she had begun experiencing shortness of breath on walking half a block, period. She further reports chest pain, period. Over the last couple of weeks, she has had chest pain at night, period. She notes pain is sharp, but usually dull, period. Pain is worse on lying down, period. She stated that she sleeps on the recliner because of back pain, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, asthma. Past surgical history, hernia repair times 3. Next number, bilateral total knee replacement. Next number, carpal tunnel release. Next number, left eye surgery. Her medications, Losartan 100 milligrams, 1 daily. Carvedilol 3.125 milligrams, 1 BID. Hydralazine 50 milligrams, 1 BID. Enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Bumetanide, 2 milligrams, 1 daily. Potassium chloride, 10 milligrams daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Allergies. Ibuprofen results in swelling. Tetracycline results in papilledema. Family history. Mother had myocardial infarction and coronary artery disease. Both parents died of lung cancer. Social history. She denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional. Unremarkable. Skin, she reports mold and itching. Eyes, she wears glasses. She reports dry eyes. Ears, she has tinnitus. She further reports hearing loss in the right ear. Nose, she has sinus problems / allergies. Neck, she has stiffness and decreased range of motion. Respiratory, she has cough, sputum, and shortness of breath. Cardiac, history of chest pain and edema as per HPI. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea, heartburn, and abdominal pain. Genitourinary, she has urgency, but no frequency or dysuria. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI, she reports diffuse joint pain, period. Neurological, she has headaches. Psychiatric, she reports depression and anxiety. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 163/90, pulse 69, respiratory rate of 20, height 61 inches, weight 210.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, a soft systolic murmur at the left parastinal border. There is mild JVD, period. Extremities reveal 3+ sitting edema. The impression, this is a 35-year-old female who was initially evaluated on January 17, 2023. At that time, she had evidence of hypertensive urgency with blood pressure of 184/89, period. She was found to have 3+ edema, period. She was then started on PMX 2 milligrams PODID, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents PODID, and minoxidil DID, period. Losartan and hydralazine were subsequently held, period. She returns to the office on February 23rd, where she notes that the blood pressure appears better controlled, period. She had stopped taking minoxidil as she had chest tightness, period. She reports that her breathing is much improved. Chest discomfort has resolved, period. The plan will continue Bumex 2 milligrams PODID, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents 1 PODID, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams PODID. Patient will be seen in follow-up within 1 month. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending the case. Thank you.